For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. A Westport musician has been working with the Smithsonian Institution to collect musical instruments and other memorabilia associated with Memphis soul music.
Booker T and the MC!
That's Booker T and the MGs performing their 1962 instrumental hit, Green Onions. As the house band for Stax Records in Memphis, Booker T and the MGs performed on classics like Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour and Sam and Dave's Soul Man. Musician Roger Kaufman says as a kid growing up in Connecticut, he was instantly drawn to the Stax Records sound.
I heard the voice of Sam Moore, I heard the voice of Otis Redding, and I couldn't stop listening to it. The instrumentation and the vocal intensity was two of the ingredients that made Stax so compelling.
Roger Kaufman comes from a musical family. Kaufman's grandfather, Mel Kaufman, was a successful ragtime composer, and it was through his music that he was given the opportunity of a lifetime, helping the Smithsonian Institution collect Stax Records memorabilia.
I met this gentleman who was 24 years old when I met him. He'd been playing my grandfather's music. He worked in the Smithsonian and told the curators that I was a good resource for rhythm and blues contacts. And the curator asked me if I'd be interested in assisting them in their search for people related to this.
Kaufman jumped at the chance and hit up an old acquaintance, R&B legend Stax guitar player Steve Cropper. Cropper agreed to donate a number of historically significant items, including three Fender guitars.
One that he used in the sessions to play on Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay. Another that he used in the movie for the Blues Brothers. And the third one is a session guitar that he used for Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night.
Cropper also donated his 1957 Fender Harvard amp, the amp he used to record Green Onions. At the donation ceremony at the Smithsonian in December, Cropper said he was motivated to donate after seeing instruments at the museum from some of his musical heroes.
I really felt the emotion. And I went, wow, that dedicated. Well, I need to do something like that. So where else would you donate your guitars? Everybody will get to view these, and when they read the stories behind them, I think they'll be interested.
Through Cropper's participation, Kaufman has been in touch with others associated with Stax Records. The Smithsonian will include Stax memorabilia in the new modern music wing at their National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. The new wing is expected to be ready for visitors in 2019. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.